the hereafter, heaven and hell. The fifth fundamental belief of Islam is belief in the hereafter, in heaven and hell. This belief too had all but disappeared. It certainly disappeared from men's hearts. For had the belief really survived, Muslims would not have turned their backs on the teachings of Islam as they did. Conceptions and constructions current among Muslims on the subject of life after death and heaven and hell seemed to bear little relation to the true Islamic conceptions. What was the paradise of popular Muslim belief, for instance? A place of pleasure, of unremitting sensuality? If this was the paradise promised to good and godly men, then human existence was to be a life of sensuous delights, of wine, women, and song. There was nothing more that men could aspire to. But the object of human existence, according to the Holy Quran, is very different. It is that men should learn to adore God. Chapter 51, verse 57. To adore is to obey. To obey is to imitate. To imitate is to absorb, to appropriate and acquire the attributes of God. The object of human existence, therefore, is to promote a godly life. A godly life is the good life. It is impossible that in this life men should try for 70 years to learn to live godly lives, but should hereafter enter a life of sensuous pleasures. This conception of the life hereafter bore no relation to the life valued even in this world. Similarly, hell was thought to be the permanent abode of evildoers. Those who were condemned to live in hell were condemned to live there forever. An uncompromising despot. God would never again forgive his sinners. Hazrat Mirza Sahib rejected all these conceptions. He employed arguments and showed miracles to restore the correct Islamic belief on each subject. He demonstrated the instability of life in this world, the beauty and value of life hereafter. He created in human hearts conviction and certainty about the life to come and the desire to live and work and wait for it. The half-truths and sensual images Muslims had come to believe about paradise were all removed by him. Paradise was no mere metaphor. Nor was it a place of physical delights more stable and on a larger scale than the physical delights of this world. The blessings of paradise are very different. The physical delights of life hereafter are like the joy one derives from good works in this life. What is mind and spirit in this life becomes body in the life hereafter. What is mind and spirit in the life hereafter is a more developed and a more advanced form of existence than anything we know in this world. The powers of the spirit in the life hereafter are far more advanced than the powers of the spirit we know in this world. The human sperm has a physical as well as a spiritual side. It consists of both body and spirit. But the man who develops out of the sperm has a spirit far superior to the spirit within the sperm. Similarly, Hazrat Mirza Sahib proved that the punishment of hell is not a punishment without end. It is a punishment destined to end sooner or later. It may last a long time, but not forever and ever. It is not punishment without end. A permanent hell is contradictory to the dignity of a merciful God. Rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. My mercy encompasses all things. Chapter 7, verse 157. This is the fundamental character of God according to the Holy Quran. Everything is ruled by divine mercy. The Holy Quran describes the rewards of heaven as rewards غَيْرَ مَجْذُوذ, which shall not be cut off. Chapter 11, verse 109. And as غَيْرُ مَمْنُون, rewards unending. Chapter 95, verse 7. The description used for the punishment of hell is very different. The difference of description proves that the rewards of heaven and the punishment of hell are long-lasting, but in very different ways. Why should not readers of the Holy Quran observe and heed this difference? The Holy Prophet himself said in explanation of the teachings of the Holy Quran about heaven and hell, يَأْتِي عَلَى جَهَنَّمَ زَمَانٌ لَيْسَ فِيهَا أَحَدٌ وَنَسِيمُ الصَّبَا تُحَرِّكُ أَبْوَابَهَا. A time will come in hell when not a single man would be left in it. Its doors and windows will rattle to the blowing wind. This is a description of an emptied hell. The mercy of God will eventually take out of hell every one of its inmates, and hell will become empty. This being the teaching of the Holy Prophet, nobody has any right to teach anything else.